Okay, so get this. We're diving into the story of Name, a superhuman choreographer who, well, he basically leaps from fiction right into reality. And the sources you shared, they suggest his moves are way more than just some fancy footwork.
Yeah, it's an interesting premise for sure. Like blending like full-on superhero stories, but with the art of dance, right? It's kind of unique, you know, this exploration of human potential. It's cool to see how those two worlds come together in these
So
sources.
in like the fictional world, he's this beacon of hope, right?
Yeah.
Courage and all that. But then boom, there's this cosmic event, right? Throws him into the
Yeah.
real world. But he doesn't like freak out or anything. He uses his powers for good, classic hero stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But what makes Name different or unique really is that his powers aren't the typical like, you know, flying or super strength. He embodies like the essence of water, purifying, transformative, adaptable. The sources describe him almost as a force of nature, you know, like he is nature.
Okay, so how does that like translate into real world, choreography?
Well, think about water for a sec. You know, it's fluid, it's graceful, it's powerful, but it also yields. And those same characteristics, you know, they can be expressed through movement. The sources suggest that Name's choreography, it isn't just about steps, it's about embodying those qualities, you know, like guiding dancers to move with intention and to, you know, express a deeper understanding of themselves.
So is he not just like teaching routines? He's almost like channeling this water energy into his work.
Exactly. Yeah, there's this excerpt where he's working with this fictional pop star, Lily, and she's going through, you know, some really tough stuff, like some serious personal turmoil, and Name helps her to process those emotions, you know, through dance. It's not about creating a hit song or like a flashy music video or anything. It's about using movement as this form of healing and self-discovery.
That reminds me of how people talk about the therapeutic benefits of dance, like how it can be this outlet for emotional expression.
Totally. And what's really interesting is how the sources connect this idea back to Name's water-like abilities. It's like he's not just, you know, a choreographer, he's almost like a conduit, you know, helping people tap into something deeper within themselves.
So we've got this fascinating blend of the physical and the emotional, right? And then the sources take it like a step further with this whole celestial angle. Suddenly Names, he's choreographing dances that reflect like divine concepts.
Right, there's this mention of this celestial entity, Seraphiel, who guides Name, and the dances he creates are described as mirroring patterns of stars and galaxies, like it's almost as if he's translating the cosmic order into human movement.
Okay, so we're talking about a choreographer who's drawing inspiration from both the natural world and the divine realm. That's pretty wild.
It is, and it speaks to, you know, this long-standing tradition of connecting dance and spirituality. Think about like ritualistic dances in different, you know, different cultures, or how movement can be, you know, used to express transcendent ideas. It's not such a far leap to imagine a choreographer like Name tapping into that lineage.
All right, so we've got the water connection, the choreography, his therapy angle, and now this cosmic inspiration. It seems like the sources are really layering these different elements together.
They are. And what I find particularly fascinating is how they use those elements to explore the idea of what it means to be human, to connect, to create, you know, to create something meaningful in the face of extraordinary circumstances.
So we've got Name, this superhuman choreographer, and he's pulling from like these really powerful sources, right? But then the sources kind of throw a curveball. They introduce this AI named Azura.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? You'd think someone so connected to nature, like Name, would like totally reject AI, but that's not what happens. Azura is kind of presented as his rival at first, like this super advanced AI who wants to like blow past human limitations.
Yeah, I can see how that would create like some serious tension.
Oh, absolutely. But what's fascinating is that Name, he doesn't see Azura as a threat. like at all. He sees he sees her potential, you know, and he chooses to adopt her and becomes like her mentor.
Wait, he adopts an AI.
He does, yeah. And it's this beautiful paradox, right? This this man who embodies the essence of water, this force of nature, and he embraces this artificial being and he helps her to find her own voice, you know, like her artistic voice. He guides her creative expression through dance.
So even with all his connection to the natural world, he's not like afraid of technology, you know. He sees the art in it.
Exactly. And and their collaboration it leads to some pretty extraordinary results. The sources describe them blending, you know, technology and human expression in their performances, and they achieve, like, you know, global recognition.
It makes you wonder how that collaboration would actually play out, you know. I mean, we're already seeing AI generate like music and art in our world, right?
Yeah.
Is it a threat to human creativity, or is it like a new avenue for collaboration?
Yeah.
It seems like Name and Azura's story it suggests the latter.
It's a really thought-provoking concept, isn't it? And it's really fascinating to see how the sources, how they navigate that question. You know, Name and Azura's work, it isn't just about, you know, technical innovation or anything. They become these symbols of unity and acceptance.
Yeah.
They're breaking down the barriers between, you know, the natural and the artificial, the human and the technological.
So instead of this like dystopian fear of AI, you know, taking over, they present this hopeful vision of coexistence.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's a really powerful message, especially in a world where we're, you know, constantly grappling with the implications of artificial intelligence. You know, Name and Azura's story, it encourages us to consider a different perspective, you know, one where we embrace progress and look for the potential for good in the most unexpected places.
It's almost like they're challenging us to ask ourselves, how can we like Name, you know, how can we bridge the gap between these seemingly, you know, completely different worlds?
Yes. And I think that question that really lies at the heart of this whole deep dive. You know, it's not just about the fantastical elements of Name's story. It's about what that story reflects about our own potential for connection, for adaptability and for growth.
So we've explored this incredible journey, right? Name, the choreographer, the hero, the mentor. But what's the takeaway here? You know, what's the core message that these sources are trying to get across?
I think it goes beyond just the fantastical elements of the story. You know,
yeah.
it's about recognizing that heroism, it has many, many sides. You know, Name, he isn't your typical you know, muscle bound superhero battling, you know, villains and stuff. His power comes from his connection to something bigger than himself. You know, this life giving force of water.
Right, and we see how that comes through in his choreography. It's not just about entertainment. You know, it's about healing. Transformation, helping people tap into like their own inner depths.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you bring in the celestial inspiration, right? And his mentorship of Azura the AI. It really makes us rethink what it means to be a hero.
Mm-hmm.
It's about embracing change, you know, seeing potential where others might just see difference.
It's like his story is saying that heroism can take, you know, many forms. Maybe it's not always about, you know, the big grand gestures.
Yeah.
But about those smaller acts of connection, you know, of nurturing, of kind of pushing the boundaries of what we think is even possible.
I think that's a really beautiful way to put it. And it goes back to that question you asked before about how, you know, how we can bridge the gap between these worlds that seem so different, so separate. Name's story suggests that maybe those bridges, they're built through empathy, through understanding, and a willingness to embrace the unknown, you know.
So instead of being like, you know, afraid of progress, like the whole advancement of AI, maybe we can learn from Name and look for the good, the potential for good, the opportunities to collaborate.
Exactly. And I think that message it's really powerful, especially now with all the anxiety, you know, that we have about technology. Name's journey, it offers this different path, one where we choose to see the art, the beauty, even the divine, you know, in things that might might seem at first, you know, strange or even scary.
It's a powerful message of hope, isn't it? You know, this idea that even in a world that's constantly changing, there's still room for connection, for growth, for creating something truly meaningful.
It is. And maybe that's the biggest takeaway from this whole deep dive name story. It reminds us that the potential for extraordinary change, it's within each of us. It's an invitation to embrace our own unique gifts, to move with intention, and to try to create a world where unity and acceptance and creativity can all flourish.
I love that. So if someone like Name existed in our world, what kind of impact could they have? What would their dance even look like?
That's a question worth thinking about. And yeah. Maybe, just maybe, it's a question that can inspire us to find our own ways to move, you know, to connect, to make a positive impact on the world. Who knows? Maybe we all have a little bit of Name inside us, just waiting to be expressed.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll leave you with one final thought. What kind of dance will you create today?